We begin the current daf Maseches Nedarim daf Samach Aleph. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf and the previous Mishnah that opened up this parak. Spoke about the difference if a person says Koinim Yain, if someone's taking a neder against wine for a limited time, whether if he says, let's say Hayoim today, or he says Yom Echad one day, or he says Shabbosu this week, versus if he says for a Shabbos for a week, or Chaydeshu this month, or for a chaydish. Now the difference is, when you say today, this day, or this week, or this month, it's until the end of that day, which is by nightfall, or the week, which is by Shabbos, or the month, which is by Rosh Chaydish. But when you say for one day, or one week, or one month, then it's for a full day of 24 hour from where you started. Same thing for a week, it's for a full week, no matter if you start on Monday, goes till the next week, Monday, and so on regarding a month. Now, the Mishnah gave a few different cases. It spoke about a day, a week, a month, a year, a Shemitah cycle. Now, on that, our Gemara continues, which a larger category that wasn't mentioned, and the Gemara there asks it as a question. Ibailuhu, they had the following question. Amr Yayin Shani Toyim Yoival Mai. What's the halacha? Someone says, same thing as the cases in the Mishnah, just one category bigger. Someone says, I'm forbidden as a neder to taste wine for a Yoival, which a Yovel is a 50-year period. There's 7-year cycles. There's 7 cycles of 7 years, which is each 7 years is a Shemitah. Times 7 is 49. After the last Shemitah is the 50th year is Yovel, and then one begins over again. There's 7 cycles of 7 Shemitah years. Now, the Ran actually explains that it's not precisely the way the Gemara says the question. It's not really where the person said, Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim Yovel, because that would be essentially the same thing as the phraseology of what the Gemara had posed as a question. The Gemara had said, what's halach if you just say yoim? You don't say hayoim today, and neither do you say yoim echad, which is one day. The Gemara was not clear about what's the halacha going to be if you just say yoim. So therefore, that would be the same thing if you just said the word yoivel, as we explained that since we go l'chumra, because it's not clear, so then saying yoivel would be saying like one yoivel, which wouldn't be applicable for what the Gemara's question is, where if you say Yovel Echad, it would mean from today exactly 50 years. So that wouldn't be appropriate for what the Gemara's question is. Rather, our Gemara's question is that we want to know Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year, and that's why the Ran explains that the case we're talking about actually is where the person said Yovel Zeh. And that's the case that we're talking about, which again wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. We spoke about Hayoim, or Shabbazu, or Chaydezu, or Shanazu, Shabuazu. So we want to know if a person says Yoivelzu, for this Yoivel, I'm forbidden to taste wine. So the question is, Shnas Chamishim, Kalafnei Chamishim, the 50th year, which is called Yoivel, is that like part of this Yoivel, meaning like before the 50th year, and therefore included in the Neder and forbidden to taste wine? Or Kalachar Chamishim, or is actually the Yoivel year itself, similar to like we said by Rish Hashanah, or by Rosh Chodesh, which we said that's from the next cycle, from the next month, next year, and therefore not part of the Neder, would the same thing apply to regarding the Yovel year? And again, it's just that the Gemara wasn't precise the way it said it when it said Yovel, but it really means to say regarding Yovel Zu. Where essentially the Gemara's question is that how do we define the essence of the Yovel year? And that is, if let's say somebody's in the middle of this Yovel cycle, so then what is the Yovel from the next cycle, or is it from this one? In other words, when you count 7 cycles of 7, which gets you to 49, then generally after the Shemitah year comes the regular year, and that's the first of the next 7 years. But Yovel is its own entity. So the question is, how do we categorize Yovel? Is it from the past Shemitah cycle? In other words, we're not going to start counting year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle by year 50. We're going to wait till year 50 to year 51. And therefore, if you're in the middle of this Yovel cycle and you say Yovel Zeh, you're going to be forbidden in Yovel because we don't see it as part of the next one. And therefore, it's the culmination of this one. Or do we say, like the Gemara's second option, that's Kol Acher Chamishim? How so? Because actually, the 50th year is year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle. And therefore, we view it as really as part of the next Yovel cycle. And therefore, when you make a neder for this Yovel, the 50th year is not part of it. And therefore, you actually would be permitted to taste wine in the Yovel year. So that's the Gemara's question. How do we classify the Yovel year? Do we see it as part of the next one? It's actually year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle. Therefore, we wouldn't see it as part of this Yovel category. Or do we say that no, the 50th year is not the first year of the next one? You have to first count the year after that. Year 51 is year one of the next cycle, and therefore we would see Yevil as part of ours. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, that the Tanya, it's plukted, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, it's actually machlekes in the brisa between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Because the pasuk that describes the Yevil year in Vayikra says, V'kidash t'meshnas ha-chamishim shana. You should sanctify the 50th year. That gives it the category, the classification of Yevil. Now the understanding according to Tanakama is, shnas ha-chamishim atamayna. You only count the 50th year. V'i'atamayna shnas chamishim me'achas. What this means to say is that you don't count the Shemitah, the Yevil year as year 51. You only count it as 50. In other words, that it's not counted towards the Shemitah cycle. You first have to count 50, which is the culmination of the previous Yevil cycle. And then the next year is going to be year number one. So Mekan number from here, they said that Yevil eina oile minyan shavua. The Yevil year is not the first one of the next Shemitah cycle. You're actually not going to have 7 and 7 and 7 and 7, because once you get to the Yevil year, that's year 50 and not year number 1. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, what we see is that when you make a neder in Yevil Zu, you're going to be forbidden in Yevil, because we see it as the culmination of this past Yevil cycle and not related to the coming Yevil cycle, because it's not year number 1 of the next Shemitah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he argues, he says, Yevil Oil L'minyan Shavua, Yevil is counted for the Shemitah cycle, meaning it's not just year 50, in a sense it's like 51, meaning we see it as year number 1 of the coming Shemitah cycle. And if you see it as the coming Shemitah cycle, therefore it's part of the new Yevil, the new 50-year counting, and therefore if you made a net of a Yevil Zu, according to Yehuda, you actually would not be usher in wine in the Yevil year itself. Now, so that, again, that's the Machlekes that we find, that's the source in this Braisa, but the Gemara continues quoting the Braisa, that Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, who he wants to consider the Yevil year as year number one of the new Shemitah cycle. But they asked him, Ari Omer, but it says in a few psukim before that, it says, Sheishonim Tizra Sadecha. For 6 years, you'll sow, you'll plant your land. Now, what that sounds like is that whenever you have an Isra of Shemitah, you're always going to be able to plant your land for 6 years beforehand. That's what it says. 6 years you plant your land, the seventh year of Shemitah. Now, however, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shemitah that's after Yevil is going, that Yevil is going to be year number one. Ve'inkan elochamesh. The problem is in that year, you're only going to be able to have 5 years to plant before the Shemitah year. Because Yevil, which you're saying is year number one, is also to plant like a Shemitah year. Now, when you're going to get to the sixth year, that sixth year is already going to be the Shemitah year. So that you're contradicted from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says that you're always going to have 6 years to plant. Rather, you must say like us, that the Yevil is not considered year one. There's Yevil, and then the next year after that is year one. And then you'll have 6 years before the next Shemitah. Now, Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda responded to them. He said, L'divreichem, according to your opinion that you hold, that the Pasuk is talking about all categories of years, meaning every Shemitah year is going to have 6 years beforehand. But I could disprove your logic from another Pasuk. Because that Re'yo Eimer, there's a Pasuk that says later, that the Jewish people shouldn't worry, what are we going to eat in the Shemitah year, in the eighth year, we're not going to be able to plant. So the Pasuk says, don't worry, that the produce in the sixth year will produce for 3 years. Now, but the problem is, that can't be going on the Shemitah year of the 49th year of the Yevil cycle, because that what that means is that the grain which grew in the 48th year has to be enough for the 48th, 49th, because 48th for the year itself, 49th is Shemitah, you can't plant then. For the 50th, because that's the only one you can't plant either, and the 51st, because you can't plant the 50th to have in the 51st, until you're able to have planting in the 51st and then reap at the end of the year. So on that he says to you, Hare Kanarba, according to you that you say the Pasuk has to refer to every year, the Pasuk says you can have grain for 3 years, that's not enough. In that Shemitah year, which is right before the Yevil year, you have to have 4 years of produce. So what would you have to say? That it's talking about, by the other years, not the Shemitah year that's right before Yevil. A regular Shemitah year, where then it's enough for 3 years. We have the grain of the sixth year, is enough for the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth, until you reap it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dili Nami. For me also, this other pasuk that you brought regarding Sheishanim Tizra, for 6 years you're going to plant your fields that you asked on me from, I could say that's talking about by other Shemitah years, which it's not right after the Yevil year. But you're right, after the Yevil year, you're not going to have 6 years, you're going to have 5 years. But just like you have to have interpreting the other pasuk, that it's not always like that. I'm also going to say it's not always like that, and it's just regular years that you have 6 years, just like by you, to have the bracha of 3 years is enough, even though when it's right before the Yevil year, you have to have a bracha of 4 years. But again, we answered the question regarding the halacha of Yevil Zu, that it's totally in the Smach Lakers, Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, regarding if the Yevil is considered the culmination of this cycle, because actually the next Shemitah is actually the year after Yevil, or do we see it as actually as the coming cycle, because it's actually year one of the new cycle, and therefore if you said Yevil Zu, you would not be usher to actually be time Yayin in the Yevil year itself. Now the Mishnah said, Ad ha-Pesach asr b'chulu. That if a person makes a neder until Pesach, so then he's also, as the Mishnah said, Ad she-yegia, until you come up until Pesach. The reason being is because the way people talk, when they say until, they mean not including that item that they said until. Now, however, if a person says Ad she-yehei, until it should be, so that's like inclusive of the thing itself, because that sounds like that you want that whole thing to go by, then it's us, Atriyetzi, the Mishnah said, then it'll be us until Pesach is over. Now, however, well, if you say at Peneha Pesach, until the face of Pesach, which that could either mean the beginning of the face or the end of the face, meaning the beginning of Pesach or the end, so it's a Machlekes Reb Meir, and Reb Yisri Meir holds it's also until you reach Pesach, not including Pesach. And the reason being, as our Gemara will explore, is because Reb Meir holds that although at Peneh could mean up until the end, but since a person will not, when he puts himself into a situation, he will not put himself into a doubtful situation, only what's definitive. And since it's doubtful, what does Ad Penei mean? It's only going to be what's for sure, which is up until Pesach, but not including Pesach itself. Whereas Rabbi Yossi said that no, it means Ad She Yetzi, until the end of Pesach. Because he holds that a person would put himself, when he says something, it includes even the doubtful elements of what he says, which includes all the days of Pesach, all the way up until the end. That's what our Mishnah said. Now that the Gemara says, as we just referred to, remember what that sounds like you're saying is Reb Meir Saver, Meir holds that Lo Ma'ail Inish Navshei, as we get down to Amud Beis, L'Sveika, a person would not put himself into a situation of doubt when he's making a neder. Oh, I'm not going to taste wine up until Pesach. When you say Ad Lifnei Pesach, what do you mean by that? That can mean the beginning or the end. That's an area of doubt. I didn't mean what was doubtful. Only what's definitive. And that's where Meir says Ad Sheigia. Rabbi Yossi Sava, but obviously Rabbi Yossi holds Ma'ail Inish Nafshei L'Sveika. No, a person, when he says something, when he does something, even what doubtfully could be what he's doing or saying, that's inclusive in what he meant to say. And therefore, you're going to be usher for even the doubtful area of Pesach, and will interpret Ad Lifnei up until the end of Pesach. Now, that thing we'll ask, but Vermini, there's a contradiction from this Machlaikis, from their Machlaikis and Mesechtis Kedushin. The Mishnah says over there, Mishi Yeshle Shtei Kitei Bonis Mishtei Nashim. If someone has two pairs of daughters from two different women, in other words, he has an older daughter and a younger daughter from each one of these women. Now, V'amen, this man said, the father who has the rights to marry off his daughters, he said, Kidashti is Biti Hagadoyla. Says, I married off, I mean, I got her engaged, my older daughter. Now, V'hini Adeya, but he says, I don't recall. Im Gedoyla Shebegedoylas, was it the oldest of the oldest? Meaning, from all these four girls, you have two and two. There's an older one in each one, the oldest of the oldest, or im gedolah shebektanis, maybe the oldest of the youngest, meaning he had from one woman two daughters, and then two daughters from a different wife. The two daughters from one wife were older than the two daughters of the other wife. So when I said the oldest that I married, I don't recall if it was the oldest of the oldest peer or was it the oldest of the younger peer. Now, moreover, I don't know vim ketanis shebektanis. I don't know if it was the younger one of the older peers, shegedoyle min hagedoyle shebektanis, which she's older than the older of the younger peer. Meaning when I said the older, I don't know if I meant older, meaning because she's in the older peer, which is from the first wife, and she's just older than the second peer, which is from the second wife. So I don't know, from these four girls, three of them maybe were referenced when they said gedoyle. So on that, Kulina Suris de Reb Meir says that therefore all those three girls will be forbidden, because maybe they're an Eishes, maybe they're married to someone else. Chutz min haketanah shebektanis, except the youngest of the youngest, we're there for sure, there's no doubt about her, because she doesn't have any element of Gedailah. But all the rest, which could be that was what he meant when he said Gedailah, they're all going to be Yasser. So obviously we see according to Rav Meir that a person is Mochas Inish Nashla Sveka. When he says something ambiguous, he might be including that which is doubtful and not just the definitive one, which is the oldest of the oldest, who's for sure considered Gedailah. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, however, he says, no, Kulan Mutaris, all the girls are permitted, Chutz Min HaGedailah Shebegedailah, except for the oldest of the oldest, meaning from the older peer, the older of that two, that's the only one that's going to be forbidden. The reason being is because Rabbi Yisrael holds, Loi Mochas in the Shnafshel Sveka. A person does not put himself in the doubtful situation. If it was the oldest, it means the oldest of the oldest, and not the other ones which are doubtfully maybe the older. Now, the problem is that's exactly the opposite of their opinions in our Mishnah. We just proved that Rabbi Meir holds Loi Ma'ail in the Shnafshel Sveka, and Rabbi Yisrael holds yes. And in that Mishnah Masechet Kedushin, we see clearly Rabbi Yisi is the one that says that you're not Ma'ail in the Shnafshel Sveka, and Rabbi Meir holds that you are. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, he says Mukhlefes Hashiti. You're right, you have to switch around the attribution of the opinions, and that is meaning our Mishnah is the mistaken Gersa, and the primary version is that which is how it's brought in Masechet Kedushin. As the Gemara says, Vatanya, as we learned this in the Braisa says, Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol Shezman Nekevua, anything that has a set time, as we're going to see in the coming Mishnah, this concept, meaning like Pesach has a set time, and that's the case that we're discussing in our Mishnah, when you're saying Ada Pesach, Hachiyah Pesach. So anything that has a set time, meaning because Pesach is just for 7-8 days, you know how long it's going to last. The Omar Ad Lifnei, and he says this term, up until, which was this case that we said that when you say ad sheyigi ad, that means until it's going to reach. When you say sheyehei, that means the whole thing. We had a machlekes regarding ad penei. So regarding such a case, remeo ima ad sheyetze, again, not like our Mishnah, but rather which matches the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin, remeo holds that you're going to be usher until you finish Pesach, because as we saw in Masechet Kedushin, he holds all the gedolah, all the possible gedolahs are all going to be usher, because a person is Malchus in the Shnafshel Sveka. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Machi Gir, Rabbi Yisrael holds, no, you're only going to be usher up until Pesach, and therefore that matches his opinion in Masechet Kedushin, where he holds they're all going to be permitted, besides the oldest of the old. Again, not like our Mishnah said, you have to switch it around. It's Rabbi Meir that holds you're going to be usher Achi Yetze, and Rabbi Yisrael holds Achi Gia. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on this theme about saying up until a certain period you want to be forbidden in tasting wine. So the Mishnah says, if someone says he's forbidden to taste wine as a neder, ad ha-kotzer, up until the reaping of the grain. Or similarly, ad ha-butzer, until the picking of the grapes. Or ad ha-masik, until the gathering of the olives. So then, eina aser, ela ad shegiah, so then he's only forbidden, up until it reaches the time of the reaping. In other words, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, even when you say sheyehei, meaning although we said in the previous Mishnah, let's say when you're talking about by Pesach, that everyone agrees when you say Ad Sheyehei Pesach, that's including the whole Pesach until you finish with Pesach, meaning Ad Sheyetze, as the Mishnah will explain, regarding a Batzer and a Masik, regarding the time of the reaping, that's different. You're always only going to be Asi, even when you say Ad Sheyehei, only until you reach the beginning of that time, but not until it's over. As the Mishnah explains the reason for this discrepancy, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol Shezman Nekevua, anything that has a set time, meaning, as we said in the previous Mishnah, I mean, you know how long it's going to last, like Pesach, which the Torah said, it's just for 7 days. So regarding those types of things we said in the previous Mishnah, that V'amar Achiyagiyah, and you said up until you reach that, so then Asa Achiyagiyah, then you only Asa up until that time, up until Pesach. Amar Achiyahei, if you say until it's going to be Pesach, then Asa Achiyayte. Then you're forbidden until you finish with that thing that has a set time. And the reason being is because since you know how long it's going to last, so a person would make himself forbidden for that time period. So when you say, Achi Hei Pesach, he asks until you finish with Pesach. Now, however, the Chol She'in Zman HaKavur, whatever does not have a set time, for example, what the opening case of our Mishnah was, when the reaping of the grain or the picking of the grapes, where it doesn't have a set time, it depends how many trees you have, depends how well your workers are working. It could last longer or shorter. You don't know how long it's going to last. So that is what our Mishnah says. In bein amach yehei bein amach yegiah. Whether you see until it should be, or whether you see up until, in asa elach yegiah. You're only going to be asa up until the beginning of that thing that you said you're forbidden up until. And the reason being is because a person's not going to make himself forbidden in something that doesn't have a set time. You don't know how long it's going to be. You wouldn't make yourself forbidden in that whole amount of time. Now, as an illustration, the Mishnah brings, if someone says that he's usher to taste wine ad hakayitz, until the kayitz. Now, kayitz is the time of the gathering of the figs. The reason why it's called kayitz is because since you break it, ktsitzes, you break it with your hand, that's how they gather the figs. So that's why it's called kayitz. Or achiyehea kayitz, or even if you say up on that until it should be the kayitz, which again, regarding Pesach, we said that means you have to wait till it's over. Here, it's only going to be asa achiyeschilu ha'am lahachnes bakalkalas. Here, you're only going to be asa up until the beginning when the people start gathering the figs in their baskets, where the Rush explains what that significance of the collecting the baskets is not that people just, you know, all the time, people might just break off a fig here and there. It means to say when the people really in earnest start doing the ketzitza and they're starting to put in the baskets, that's the beginning of the kayitz. So therefore, that's when the neder will end, but not more than that, because as we said, it doesn't have a set time, so therefore a person wouldn't make himself forbidden for that whole time. That's not clear how long that period is. Now, however, if Acha Yavra Kayitz, but if he says up until the end, until the Kayitz passes, then of course you'll be forbidden for that whole period because you explicitly took it upon yourself, and that's going to be Acha Yakpilo HaMikzayas, until they fold up and they put away these knives which they would use, and they were designated for cutting up the figs, which they would use it to make these round cakes of these figs, which are also called Mikzayas. So therefore, that's good. That's totally the end of when they finish that whole season. That's going to be the end, and therefore, if you said Acha Yavar Kayitz, it's going to be also up until the end of it. Now, Tana, we learned the Braisa, as we had already explained this in the Mishnah, that Kalkola Sha'amru, the basket that they said, is Kalkola Shal Te'enim, refers to the basket of the figs. In other words, since you said Ad HaKayitz, so what's until HaKayitz? So, as we said, that's a reference to the figs of those gathering, which again, as we said in earnest, that's when you get the, when you're collecting in the baskets of the figs. And the reason is because since they're broken by hand, so that's why their gathering is called kayitz. But veloika koloshal anovim, it doesn't mean when the people are gathering grapes in their baskets, because that's not called kayitz. And the reason being is because the grapes are not broken off by hand, rather they're broken off by knife, which that's not called katzitza, that's called chaticha, that's called cutting, not breaking. And therefore it wouldn't be a reference to the grapes. Now, however, the Gemara does say it is a machlekes, because Tanya learned the Braisa, Hanoidim Peris HaKayitz. If someone says, I'm forbidden from the fruits of the kites, so Tanya Kama says, as we just said before, Ein Asa Ela B'Te'en, so you're only forbidden in figs, because that's what's called kites. However, Reb Shimon Bingham Leolayma, he says, Anovim Mechal Te'enim, grapes are actually included in this category of figs, and the person will be forbidden in grapes too. Now, the Gemara says, My time in the Tanya Kama. What's the reason Tanya Kama? So as we explained before, Kisavar Te'enim Mikatitzin B'yada, because he holds that figs are broken by hand. Now, that's what's called kites. Anavim le'mikatsa b'yada. Grapes are not cut by hand, rather with a knife, and therefore they're called chaticha, not ketzitza. But Reb Shimon Bingham Leil Sava, he also knows anavim nami. Actually, grapes also, ki miradadam. When the stems of the grapes start drying up, they're also mikatsa b'yada. They're also broken off by hand and not with a knife, and therefore he holds that if someone's going to make himself asur, then peres hakayitz, that would also include the larger category of things that are broken off with ketzitza, which would not be only te'enim, but would also be anavim, grapes, because there are times when they would be considered kayitz because they could be broken off by hand when the stems dry up.